Hi, this is Teacher Jennifer from U.S. Citizenship Podcast. Happy Constitution Day! Happy Citizenship Day! Today we're going to talk about a summary of the U.S. Constitution. The Preamble. The Preamble lists the reasons that the 13 original colonies separated from their mother country, Great Britain, and why they became an independent nation. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States. Let's do a review of what we just read. When we talk about a more perfect union, the 13 colonies were like 13 separate countries. They wanted to form one unified country while still maintaining their independent character. They wanted to establish justice, which means to make a good government and fair laws. They wanted to ensure domestic tranquility, which meant that they wanted peace in their homes. They wanted to provide a common defense. They wanted to have national security. They wanted to promote general welfare, which means they wanted healthy communities. They wanted a community that supported the common good. They wanted to secure the blessings of liberty, which is freedom, to ourselves and our posterity, which is our family and our friends. And they ordained and established. What they did was they gave authority to this Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, to form a new government. So the government comes from the people. It's articulated in the Constitution, and it empowers the government to act on behalf of the people. Let us talk about the seven articles of the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution is our plan of government. The articles of the Constitution talk about the duties of the three main parts of government: the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. The articles also talk about the separate powers of the federal and state government and how to change the Constitution. Article 1. The Legislative Branch. The U.S. Congress makes the laws for the United States. Congress has two parts called houses, the House of Representatives and the Senate. Article 2. The Executive Branch. The President, the Vice President, the Cabinet, and the departments under the cabinet secretaries carry out the laws made by Congress. Article 3. The Judicial Branch. The Supreme Court decides court cases according to the U.S. Constitution. The courts under the Supreme Court decide criminal and civil court cases according to the correct federal, state, and local laws. Article 4. States' Powers. States have the power to make and carry out their own laws. State laws that are related to the people and the problems of their area. States respect other states' laws and work together with other states to fix regional problems. Article 5. How to make amendments. The Constitution can be changed. New amendments can be added to the U.S. Constitution with the approval by 2/3 vote in each House and 3/4 vote by the states. So if we're talking about each House of Congress, 67 senators out of 100, 281 representatives out of 435, and 3/4 of vote by the states, which is 38 states out of 50 states, must ratify the new amendment. Article 6, Federal Powers. The Constitution and the federal laws are higher than state and local laws. All laws must agree with the U.S. Constitution. Article 7, Ratification. The Constitution was presented to George Washington and the men at the Constitutional Convention on September 17, 1787. Representatives from the 12 out of the 13 original states signed the Constitution. From September 1787 to July 1788, the states met, talked about, and finally voted to approve the Constitution. Special note, the Federalist Papers were published during this time to support the passage of the U.S. Constitution. Now let's learn about the 27 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Of course, we will begin with the Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments were added to the U.S. Constitution in 1791. The First Amendment. People have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and the right to petition the government. Second Amendment. People have the right to have a weapon to protect themselves. Third Amendment. Soldiers cannot take or live in a person's house. Fourth Amendment. The government cannot arrest a person or search their property unless there is probable cause. The Fifth Amendment. The government must follow the law, due process, before punishing a person. Sixth Amendment. A person has the right to a fair and speedy trial by a jury. Seventh Amendment. A person has the right to a jury trial for civil cases. Eighth Amendment. The government cannot demand excessive bail or fines or cruel and unusual punishment. The Ninth Amendment. The Constitution does not include all the rights of the people and states. The Tenth Amendment. Any powers that the Constitution does not give to the federal government does not belong to the states. Now let's learn about the amendments that were added during the 1800s. The 11th Amendment. Citizens cannot sue other states in federal court. There are some exceptions. 12th Amendment. The President and Vice President are elected on a party ticket. Now let's learn about the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, which were added after the Civil War. The 13th Amendment says that slavery is illegal in the United States. The 14th Amendment says that every person born in the United States is a citizen. An immigrant can become a naturalized citizen. The 15th Amendment says that all U.S. male citizens have the right to vote. Now let's learn about the amendments that were added in the 1900s. The 16th Amendment says that Congress can tax income. The 17th Amendment says that the people can elect U.S. senators. The 18th Amendment says that alcohol is illegal. The 19th Amendment says that all U.S. female citizens have the right to vote. 20th Amendment says that the president is inaugurated in January. Congress begins to meet in January. The 21st Amendment says that alcohol is now legal. Each state can make laws about making, selling, and drinking alcohol. Now let's learn about the amendments that were added after World War II. The 22nd Amendment says that the President cannot serve for more than two terms. The 23rd Amendment says that U.S. citizens in the District of Columbia have the right to vote for the President. The 24th Amendment says that it is illegal to make a citizen pay for voting fee or take a reading test to vote. The 25th Amendment says that if the president dies or cannot serve, the vice president becomes the president. If both die, the speaker of the house becomes the president. The 26th Amendment says that U.S. citizens who are 18 years old or older had the right to vote. The 27th Amendment says that Congress must limit when and how much its members are paid. Thanks to the students and staff of Milpitas Adult School, please visit us on the web at uscitizenpod.com, where you can subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can download our free apps for your iPhone or Android phone. And finally, you can also buy our ebook, U.S. Citizenship Bootcamp, Exercises and Quizzes to Pass the Naturalization Interview. This ebook is available at Smashwords, Amazon Kindle, or anywhere that ebooks are sold. You can also request that this ebook be purchased by your library. Thanks for listening. I know you will be a great American citizen. Happy Constitution Day. Happy Citizenship Day. Bye-bye.